This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Well, just yesterday we were talking about China and the espionage going on there, as well as their treatment of the Falun Gong practitioners, with the organ harvesting of these individuals and so on and so forth. Headline reads, Intel advisor resigns after found to work with Chinese firm deemed espionage threat. A longtime advisor to the U.S. Director of National Intelligence has resigned after the government learned he has worked since 2002 as a paid consultant for Huawei Technologies, the Chinese technology company the U.S. has condemned as an espionage threat. Theodore H. Moron, a respected expert on China's international investment and professor at Georgetown University, had served since 2007 as an advisor to the Intelligence Director's Advisory Panel on Foreign Investment in the United States. Moron has also was an advisor to the National Intelligence Council, a group of 18 senior analysts and policy experts who provide U.S. spy agencies with judgments on important international issues. The case highlights the ongoing fractious relationship between the U.S. government and China's leading developer of telephone and internet infrastructure, which has been condemned in the U.S. as a potential national security threat. Well, folks, there's two sides to that story, but we won't get into that right away. We'll get into that perhaps a little bit later. Six people have been detained in Mexico for that radioactive hijacking that we were telling you about the other night. Mexican government official says six people are being tested for possible radiation exposure and suspects of those who were involved in the thefts of a truck carrying cobalt-60. Now, basically what happened was they said that whoever stole this truck probably exposed themselves, if not definitely exposed themselves, to enough radiation that is lethal. And they're going to show up drop dead somewhere, sometime, probably in the near future. Well, they got six people in Mexico City that they think may meet this criteria of somebody dropping dead from radioactive materials. And this should be interesting to see who these people are and what their motives were. We'll keep our eyes on that story that the lamestream media is not spending a lot of time on. They'll spend tons of time on this Fast and Furious guy and whatnot, but it seems to be burying issues like this that might have some greater implications. Hey, Steve Starrs is riding shotgun with us tonight from deep within the tundra of Colorado. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but, you know, Bob, it is cold out here. It's been down to negative 12 below, and, of course, there's wind that makes it feel like negative 25. And I'm part of the big deep freeze that's moving across the entire mid-portions of the United States right now. And I see that you're down there on the very last bastion of warm weather in Florida, but it's coming your way, too, Bob. It's inching its way down. Yeah, it's, I mean, I feel sorry for those people in Dallas and Oklahoma. I used to kind of laugh at them whenever it got cold because they couldn't drive on ice and stuff like that until I lived down there and I found out how horrible black ice really is. And it's even harder.
Oh, it's awful. I haven't experienced it much being a lifelong Floridian, but I can tell you, I know that it's awful. And I've heard many horror stories. As far as Dallas is concerned, they were expecting, I don't know, an inch of snow there, which is quite unusual for them in a sense. But the people's reaction, I think, was what's really compelling here. You know, this is the real news story that you want to hear about. People freaked out. I have a friend who lives in Dallas who sent me some photos of the stores being completely bought out of all supplies of, you know, water and the typical disaster supplies. People freaked out. They really freaked out. And imagine what's going to happen when the grid goes down, if they're freaking out like they are for this sort of situation. I mean, it really is scary to see how the masses will react because they're not prepared. They're not paying attention. They're simply reactionary people. They're simply just dealing with the problems as they come. And that right there is going to leave us vulnerable, and that right there is going to lead to civil unrest and lead to people filling the FEMA camps that the powers that shouldn't be have created, which are essentially prisons, mind you. That, I mean, FEMA camp, prison, apples, I don't know. Steve?
Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, of course, you know, we'll be talking about a lot of those things tonight, and I was listening to the story about China, and, you know, this seems to be another episode of the spy games, you know, spy versus spy. And it's hard to say that the United States has any intent of really holding up against China in the Sea of Japan area or around Japan, the Sea of China. They've been giving in to the Chinese for a long period of time. But by the way, you know, the Chinese own a big portion of our debt. I think the United States is much more afraid of China economically than they are of anything else. And so we'll see how far this goes. It sounds a little bit like another one of those threats that we keep getting, what is it, every 60 days from North Korea. Although I understand that the Chinese are building a very large tunnel from China into North Korea right now that spans 80 kilometers, something like that. And it's got a 22-meter drill bit. You know, this is not like a water tunnel or pipe. This is an underground tunnel for moving a lot of troops. So, you know.
South Korea today?
You know, I don't know. I don't follow Biden very well, and I've had a little trouble, especially with my internet, so I'm somewhat out of touch. I have to watch the lame stream news media, and boy, do I got a belly full of bad information there, you know. But
Biden finds politics instincts handy in Asia. That's the headline I'm reading here. I thought I heard he was in South Korea today. I could be wrong, but anyways, I digress. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I got so many stories here that are, I know it's going to get your listeners agitated because they're definitely symbolism over substance stories. I mean,
He was in Beijing, but...
Oh,
No, I take that back. He was in South Korea, like I said, greeting Chinese leaders at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing on Wednesday. Vice President Joe Biden reminded them that he had been first there in 1979 as a young senator to meet Deng Xiaoping, the reformist Chinese leader. He told President Xi Jinping, 11 years his junior, that he had met enough world leaders to take their measure. There you go.
See, again, you know, you have Biden doing one thing while the entire, you know, security grid or the military security grid is griping and complaining over China shadowing U.S. jets and airspace violations and international airspace violations and the encroachment over this area by the Chinese. So, I mean, it's all double talk with these guys. You know, Biden especially is a double talker. Interesting story just today, Bob, and I don't know if your listeners are ready for this, but it says a judge in Denver ruled Friday that a Lakewood baker discriminated against a same-sex couple by refusing to make a wedding cake for their ceremony. Now, remember, in Colorado, gay weddings are not legal. Okay, it says, in 2012, David Mullins and Charlie Craig visited Masterpiece Cake Shop to order a cake for their wedding reception. The couple planned to marry in Massachusetts and then celebrate with family and friends in Colorado. But cake shop owner Jack Phillips told them that because of his religious beliefs and the store's policy, he wanted to deny service to the customers who wished to order a baked goods to celebrate a same-sex wedding couple. Being denied service by Masterpiece Cake Shop was offensive and dehumanizing, especially in the midst of arranging what should be a joyful and family celebration, said Mullins in a statement. No one should fear being turned away from a public business and because of who they are.
Okay, well, that brings up a question here, and we'll open up the phone lines if people want to weigh in on this. Does the business owner have the right to turn them away? I think so. I think he's doing legitimate turn away of service, and I want to hear what you have to think. 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be right back with more.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
If you want to weigh in on this topic or anything else tonight, feel free to dial us toll-free, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Steve was talking about this cake maker in Colorado who refused to make a cake for a gay couple that was getting married. Now, personally, I wouldn't refuse them because if I'm a cake maker, I'm in the business of making cakes and I want to make money, not turn people away. And I don't really care what the cake's being made for. Within reason, I guess. I mean, what line would you have to cross for me as Bob Tuscan, the cake maker, to not make you the cake? Well, I guess if you're making a cake for pedophiles, I don't know. Something along those lines, a cake made with Soylent Green, I don't know. But the bottom line is, this guy has the right to turn these people away if he doesn't want to make the cake. If he's not interested in the business, and I mean, nobody forces him to make cakes in the first place for any occasion, for any reason, so he should have the same prerogative when it comes to turning away this gay couple. Steve, what's your take on this?
Well, you know, they argue, their attorney argues, the attorney for the Masterpiece Cake Shop says the baker has the right not to spread a message which he disagrees with. He quotes, he says, America was founded on fundamental freedoms for every citizen to live and to work according to their beliefs. Forcing Americans to promote ideas against their will undermines our constitutionally protected freedom of expression and our right to live free. If the government can take away our First Amendment freedoms, there is nothing it can't take away, and we are considering our next steps. So he claims that this was a violation of their religious freedom. In other words, they're being forced to condone an activity that they don't believe in, and this is, you know, an inhibition of their free practice of religion. In other words, they're saying that they don't like the behavior. See, keep in mind, there's a difference in my belief between somebody who was born black, somebody who's born Asian or Hispanic or white, someone who's born or has a problem with a disability, somebody who's blind or lame, somebody who has a part of their life that they have nothing right. that they didn't determine. Homosexuality.
Well, Steve, there's a difference. Homosexuality is a choice. I agree. Many might argue that you're born that way. But here's my position on this. Perhaps one should be able to be prejudiced and not offer services to anyone for any reason that they choose to. Now, that's a slippery slope. So, okay, part of me says, well, if they have the right and the prerogative not to serve somebody who is gay, regardless of the religious reasoning, okay, that really is secondary to me to the libertarian perspective, if you will, if you want to call it that, that they should have the right to say, hey, I want to either serve this person or I don't want to serve this person. Now, that being said, how do I feel about them saying, well, I don't like blacks or I don't like Jews, and therefore, if you're black or you're a Jew, I'm not going to serve you? Well, part of me wonders that if the same applies to gays, where they have the prerogative to, if the same thing applies to them being able to discern against gays and not serve them, well, perhaps it should be equally as appropriate for them to say, no, hey, you got a mole on your face I don't like, I'm not going to serve you, or you're black and I'm not going to serve you. Is that so wrong? Again, folks, as a businessman, I would never choose to do that. I would never choose to be prejudiced against someone and therefore not serve them, as from a business perspective. But if this moron wants to say, hey, you're a Jew, hey, you're a black and I don't want to serve you, so be it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's a slippery slope. But at the end of the day, isn't that a classical libertarian perspective on it?
Yeah, that's been the classic point of view from so many years in American business history. The signs used to read on the wall in restaurants, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. I mean, that used to be the way business was conducted. The government didn't tell us who we had to conduct business with, and that has been the slippery slope. And as we said before, in this case, some would argue that people are born that way. There's been some real discussion about that issue. But the situation here is that homosexuality is defined by behavior. It's not defined by sexual orientation. It's defined, or in this case, you know, and when you're talking about people getting married, obviously you're talking about promotion of a behavior here. I mean, what if car thieves came in and said, you know, my great-granddaddy was a car thief, and, you know, I learned it from him, and it's genetic, and I steal cars, and we want you to make a cake with two guys running off with a car. you know what I mean, for our wedding, you know. And somebody says, well, you know, I really don't agree with theft. I mean, it's not, it kind of goes against my morals. And, you know, the Muslim baker down the street doesn't like it, and the Jewish baker down the street doesn't like it either, and even the Hindus and the Buddhist bakers don't like it, you know. So, I mean, your behavior is something that's up to you, and if you want to get a cake and you can find a baker, then do it. But in this situation, you know, here's the amazing thing about this story, okay? They're probably going to take it up the next level. And again, this is symbolism over substance, but I read you the whole story. Did you miss one thing, Bob? There was one thing missing, and it starts at the very beginning. Now, remember, this comes from KUSA, Channel 9. A judge ruled Friday that a Lakewood baker discriminated against same-sex couples. A judge. Who is the judge? You have to do a little bit more research. He was a fellow by the name of Judge Mark Silverstein. Judge Mark Silverstein. Hey, I know that name. Isn't he married to, or not married, but related to Lucky Larry Silverstein? Yeah, Judge Mark Silverstein. The whole article reads here, they don't even mention the name of the judge. Okay, this is the guy that's making this decision. Well, now, keep in mind also, though, Bob, gay marriage is not legal in Colorado. They're getting married in Massachusetts. Right? So they're trying to, again, impose laws and standards from Massachusetts on another state in Colorado. I mean, there's so many things wrong with this. You have to wonder how this judge could be so bold and arrogant in every aspect of this law to pass this kind of a ruling. Judge Mark Silverstein. Look him up. Anyhow, I thought I'd bring that up. It's a symbolism over substance case, but I think it is very important because what we're talking about here, this isn't about tolerance with these people. It's about intolerance. They don't want to live and let live. They want to impose on you. I mean, it's unfortunately, that's part of the mindset. And I know, and you know, Bob, that we've worked with a lot of people with the AIDS issue, gay men. And I've talked to a lot of them and had a lot of different opinions. I know a lot of them were very bitter about the way gay men were swept into supporting HIV later to find out that they were poisoning themselves with AZT. And I've talked to some pretty logical and reasonable gay men, some of which have told me, not all, but some of which have told me they think the gay marriage issue is a dangerous, slippery slope for the gay community because it's creating a backlash. They said, we don't need this. We're trying to be accepted as normal people. We don't want to impose on other people's lives. We like the idea of tolerance, but they're in a minority, Bob. You see what I'm getting at? Because people are being swept like lemmings today with mindsets that are based on propaganda and emphasis from a mainstream news media to get on one side or the other of some stupid symbolistic issue. You know, and we'll get into, yeah, Nelson Mandela. I can't wait to rip into that character. I'm ready
well,
to
Steve,
go, Bob.
Just today or yesterday, Obama's czar of diversity made some startling statements about our very own profession. That's right. Obama's czar of diversity has taken on the radio industry, the talk radio industry specifically, saying that there's not enough gays and blacks on talk radio, that talk radio is comprised of way too many white men. How do you like that?
Oh, I guess as being a white man, I guess maybe I should just quit and let somebody else who has more diverse opinions come up and spread the same nonsense, which is all they do anyway, all over
yeah,
the
that's exactly right.
Media.
Hey, folks, would love to get your comments on this or anything else you find compelling tonight. 800-313-9443. We have open lines,
800-313-9443. The Bob Justin Show.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, It could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll go to the phone lines now and speak with Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Yeah. Good evening, guys. We're experiencing a heat wave here at 32 degrees. Aren't you jealous?
We had 80 degree weather here today.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your guest.
You mean 32 degrees below zero, like us?
No, 32 above.
Okay.
But we're supposed to get into the 20s.
Yeah.
What did you say the judge's name was that ruled on that?
Silverstein.
Huh?
Silverstein.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I guess no relation to Lucky Larry, the famous Lucky Larry. Well, maybe. Who knows?
I thought you were making an emphasis on the ethnicity or whatever there.
I don't think that means anything.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you know, there's how many flavors of Baptists? What people don't realize is there's all kinds of folks that claim to be Jewish, and you know, they're not necessarily Zionist. I might be a little anti-Zionist, but I'm also, you know, anti-Washington D.C. They have a lot of policies. Policies I don't agree with for sure. So. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff people can find, but it is kind of, disingenuous, or it seems anti-American that you can't criticize them, you know. If you criticize the president, you're a racist, you know. Criticize the Zionists,
exactly.
You're anti-Semitic, you know.
It's a bunch of baloney. Let me ask you, though, Mike, okay, does this baker have the right to turn down these people?
Does he have his status, really? Well, everything that they've converted all of our rights into privileges. Last year in Kentucky, overwhelmingly, the population voted to make hunting and fishing a right. Well, if it's a right, why do we need a license of government-granted privilege? They've confused the terms.
Good point, yeah.
And so what terms are we talking about, really? The right of a business to exist in general, and that is it in the original Kentucky Constitution that talks about that. Creatures of privilege are corporations, and their right to exist depends on their benefit to the public. If they no longer cease to be a benefit to the public, then their charters can be revoked. But that's 1799 thinking. Now we have corporations basically running the country. They have unlimited free speech rights. And it would seem that, you know, this guy's little business would have the right to not speak as well as to speak, you know. And they have eroded that as well. If you caught that Supreme Court ruling, I think, that said that the evidence of somebody not talking can be used against them now. They interrogated this guy for a couple of hours, and then he decided he was not going to answer any further questions, and so they used that, took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and used that evidence against him to convict him. So much for the right to remain silent, you know, the Miranda rights. That just happened this year. But one thing you were talking about that I thought was kind of ironic in this whole thing is this week they just declassified or published a bunch of CIA documents that shows that the Israelis were spying on all sorts of Americans, including those who were anti-apartheid. And this came out this week as Nelson Mandela died. So it just shows you the spectrum over the years that, you know, Israelis or Zionists or Jews or whatever go from supporting racism to supporting, you know, or ruling in court that somebody has to accept all lifestyles as customers. I mean, so that was my point, is that if you're making, I kind of thought you were emphasizing the Stein part of his name as an ethnic.
I was, and the reason why I was because I thought it's interesting that the whole story was told here with both sides of the accounts of the controversy, and yet the judge was not named. That's what I thought was very strange. And, you know, I saw the guy on the news, and that's how I know his name was Mark Silverstein.
Yeah.
And I thought, now, I agree with you, Mike, tremendously. As a matter of fact, Bob and I think both of us do. I don't like to categorize Jews as evil. I really don't. I have a lot of very good Jewish friends, and Bob's, you know, came from a Jewish family. You know, I grew up in South Denver. I have some very, very close Jewish friends. But I also do know that the Southern Poverty and Law Center, there is a group of very very, very dangerous people. Call them the synagogue of Satan. Some of our guests do, you know, on call-in guests have. There are a group of people who are directly related in trying to destroy our republic and our First Amendment rights. All of our amendments, as a matter of fact. And these people are very dangerous. And the reason why I made that denotation there is because in this case, this story was repeated, and I think the most important person or one of the most important players is the judge, don't you? Why did they not mention his name? That's what I want.
I don't know. I don't think there was any conspiracy there. Anyways, let's take another call here and go to Art somewhere off the grid. What's up, Art?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Art.
Hi.
First of all, I don't know how that gentleman can handle that terrible, terrible 30-degree temperature. I mean, it's a balmy 26 here, and I can barely stand myself. But, seriously, something on this, you know, Baker deal, not wanting to do the gay wedding. It's like the florist who didn't want to do the gay wedding for religious reasons, and we've heard Phyllis Schlafly talking about this. And to me, that's really a non-issue I was self-employed pretty much all my adult years and ran my own business, and I never let my religious beliefs interfere in my business practices, but I did approach it with one very simple attitude, and that is I have the right to contract with anyone I choose and not contract with those I choose not to. And if for whatever reason I choose, I have the right to refuse to contract with you. This is the argument that they should have placed out. Because anytime you cater an event or you provide flowers for an event, be it flowers, food, whatever, you are contracting. And you have the right, protected by the Ninth Amendment, to contract with those of whom you choose. Not just the Ninth, but also the Tenth Amendment. Because this can be a state's rights issue as well, but it still breaks down to the personal right to contract. And something else, I remember, I mean, I'm over 50, that's as much as I'll admit, but I remember the concept of the best advertising is word of mouth. Well, you know, how long would it take for word to get out to the gay community that this florist or this baker or whatever it is doesn't want to do? Well, guess what? Gay people will stop buying those flowers. They'll stop buying cakes from these people. That hurts the bottom line. And, you know, then these people with these businesses will have to make a business decision here. Do I stick to my guns or do I cave in and sell to these people?
Well,
this is how you deal with it. This is not an issue for the courts.
Well, it shouldn't be, but remember, though, Art, we live in a day and age where you can't make those decisions anymore. Those contracts, your private contracts, are now the government's business. If somebody is black, let's say the person, it could be any minority, but let's say you know his history. You know he's a drug runner, a pimp, you know he's a thief, you know he's accused of all kinds of crimes, and you don't want to do business with him, and he decides to sue you because you're not doing business with him because he's black. The government's in your affairs. The government's in your business. Like you and Bob had just said, I'm in total agreement with you. I remember the old signs in the cafes that said, we reserve the right to refuse business with anyone. I agree with you. But you see, the difference here is that now you're trying to include a behavior aspect of somebody's identity as something that is not even related to race or disability or age or anything that they have no control over. They just happen to be that way, and calling it the same, which a lot of those people who are blind, a lot of people who are black, a lot of people who are Hispanic, or a lot of people who are disabled say, look, I don't like the idea of gays claiming that they're a privileged private class that should be discriminated against. The other point is simply is another thing here when you mention the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Gay marriage is illegal in Colorado. It doesn't even, they don't even have the right to do that. They're getting married in Massachusetts.
Who needs the state to tell you to get married anyways? All right, we got to take another quick break, and we will be back in just moments.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Well, you're probably sick of hearing about Nelson Mandela by now. What's your take on Nelson Mandela? We'll open up the phone lines on this. And Steve, I know you've been waiting to get out your rant on Nelson Mandela, so let's get that out of our system. Next hour, I got some HIV news. I got some news about the Amish girl who was forced to take chemotherapy, at least the courts wanted her to anyways, and, well, so much more. But, Steve, the floor is yours. Go ahead and give me your Nelson Mandela rant.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bob, because, you know, I mean, this, I have watched just continual coverage of Nelson Mandela on both the local news and the national news, and the reason why I've had to watch it is because right now my computer's out, that's why I'm calling in, I'm getting a new one, and I will be back, friends, but reading stories from the internet is, of course, where I get a lot of my sources. Here's the point that I'm making, Bob, with all this symbolism over substance. We talked about the masterpiece cake issue and the gay man who wanted a cake made and got a judge to agree with them, even though it's not even legal to get married as gays in Colorado, to force them to make this cake. This essentialism is what it is. It's designed to make people think like lemmings. And that's what's happening exactly with the Nelson Mandela stuff. There is no discussion, and I couldn't see any of it. I saw a little bit of it today because it's starting now to kind of shine through the veneer a little bit of all the problems in South Africa. Here's the point. Nelson Mandela was a terrorist, a murderer. He was involved with the communist Chinese and people like that who were funding the ANC. All kinds of things happened before he was arrested as a mass murderer, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? He did not spend all of his time, those 27 years, gathering support. He didn't write. People didn't hear much from him. They didn't even know actually that he even existed to a large extent, except that they knew that he was alive and represented something. Okay, after 27 years, all of a sudden he comes out, and now, you know, he has a whole different aspect on peaceful change that he talks about, even though they were still lighting up flaming tires and giving people burning necklaces, and his wife was involved with all this kind of stuff. They had been kidnapping the children. They wouldn't take on the police. They would kidnap the children of the police and kill them and brutally torture them. I mean, it was all kinds of things that were happening up until this point. It continued even after Nelson Mandela got out. Here's my take on it. Mandela was sitting in a cell. Okay, he wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't getting out. And they said, look, let's put a happy face on you since we're losing control of South Africa, since the whole problem with apartheid has become odious to the world. Let's make a hero out of you. You play ball with us and we'll make a big star out of you. So they let him out. And, you know, at the time, you know, Bolta, he was in for a while, of course, and he had been very adamant about keeping the apartheid situation. But when de Klerk came in and they were starting to lose control, now they needed a face to put on the great liberation movement. So they pull this clown out of solitary confinement and give him a script. Where have we heard that before? Who do we have dancing in front of the teleprompter who, by the way, will be using tax dollars to go pay homage to this guy, and they're calling him like Gandhi now, you know what I mean? And they're drawing all kinds of similarities to Nelson Mandela as being some kind of a great freedom fighter. Well, all he basically did was just turn his hat around and put a smile on his face and come out and read a script as they begin to take apart the apartheid scene there in South Africa. Now, you know, we may have listeners, Bob. I'd love to have, if we have any listeners from South Africa who live there, or who spent time there or know the situation, and we'd love to hear from you to get your take on it. Disagree if you like. We'd love to hear from you. But the situation in South Africa now is as bad or worse than it's ever been. Free to vote? Yeah, like we're free to vote, right? They may vote for somebody. They may call themselves free, but in the townships and places like that, there's still incredible squalor. The entire economy has collapsed. Now, we know, Bob, because we have spent time working with Thabo Mbeki, and I've had friends, you know, David Raznick, Peter Duisberg, or Charles Geschechter, who were invited personally by the ongoing president after Mandela stepped down, who was Thabo Mbeki, who was a Western-trained economist, okay? He was left with the pieces of trying to put this whole thing back together. He disputed with the international AIDS industry. The CIA and people like that came in and really put pressure on him. This guy was, I mean, even though he was with the ANC, he wasn't involved in all the bloody acts that they had been committing all this time up in front of this. You got to remember, Mandela, you know, he's a tribal leader, you know, actually a monarch to some extent. They were terrorizing the Zulu. The Zulu in South Africa were very anti-Mandela. Now, there's a lot of people that you don't hear from in this story. And all we're hearing is this powder puff kiss blankety blank stuff from the news media about what a freedom fighter this guy was, when in fact the situation in South Africa is worse by far now than it was during the apartheid. And even blacks will tell you they wish apartheid would come back, even if it had to fix these situations. I mean, nobody wants to see that kind of slavery or that kind of humiliation that blacks were put through during the apartheid years return. And I, for one, don't. But on the other hand, they're not free now. They're in a terrible situation. The whole economy has collapsed. They've lost businesses. Murderers, kidnappings, all kinds of crime have continued since Mandela, the great freedom fighter, came out. And all you're hearing about it from Barack Obama and Bill Clinton getting together and talking about what a great man he was and all this junk on the news media. Friends, what I'm saying is simply this. This is the way you drive lemmings to run off a cliff. You create these sensational stories. You create this impression that the mainstream media just continually spews. If you watch something on mainstream news media and you can tell it's being overdone, you can tell it's being overdone. It's not just a story. I mean, they could slide it either way they wanted to and give it its own spin and, you know, slant. But the thing is, they're just, you know, I was watching CBS News. They covered for the first 5 or 6 minutes Mandela's death again and showed people dancing and smiling and everything like that, because people do that when Obama's reelected, too. You know, they'll dance and smile all the time if they think that their little group is being recognized, because they're emotional and not intellectual. But the bottom line is simply this, that they went away and they talked about the storm in the mid part of the country, and then they talked about the whales, you know, and some, a few other things. Then they came back to Mandela again, right? And there's more of this propaganda. Then they went away and talked about some other stories. Then they finished up with Mandela again. I mean, they just kept coming back to the same story. And I think the average public person who is looking at the news media today, Bob, they're starting to recognize this. And you know, we actually have the advantage because we can talk to people now and say, do you realize that you're in the minority if you actually trust the mainstream media now, that most people have begun to tune it out and have begun to realize that what they're hearing is just fluff and propaganda, misinformation. And as we know, Bob, with things like 9/11, JFK, go on and on, Oklahoma City, chemtrails, genetically modified foods, all of these things that they're not talking about, we know that they are dangerously misleading. But we're in the majority now. The majority of people in the United States are cocking an eyebrow up and starting to be very concerned about the information. But this doesn't affect the low-level people. And on an issue of IQ, I'd say they range probably between 45 and 65, at least in terms of their discernment. They have none. And these people are driven like lemmings. What they're doing with these stories is they're driving the public like lemmings, the public that will reach them, because they know they can pull a lot of people along. They can take them down the river, down the broad way to destruction. And they're just leading everybody astray with all this nonsense. I blame the news media for a big portion of this. And they haven't told the truth about Mandela. I could go into great details. Maybe you have people who are listening who experienced these things either firsthand or saw them or were close by. I'd love to hear from them. But Mandela was not a hero, friends. He was a New World Order pretty face who they pulled out of prison. He had no choice. He had no life. He was convicted of murders. Great story. We got just a little bit more time, you know. This was a story here, it was written on InfoWars today, December 6th. It says, expect Obama to use your hard-earned confiscated tax dollars to pay for an expensive trip to South Africa where he will attend Nelson Mandela's funeral. Nelson Mandela stands atop a hallowed pedestal in the pantheon of political correctness. His struggle against the scourge of apartheid, government-sanctioned racism, was fashioned into a human rights struggle by the establishment and its propaganda media. The distorted image of Saint Mandela has been dutifully scrubbed of its dark side. There is no room for truth or historical fact as to the tribute to Saint Mandela, which unfolds and will continue to do so well into the next weeks beyond. I mean, there are a lot of things that they mention here. Here's what you won't hear. Mandela was a terrorist. His Ukamoto Waswizi, the military wing of the North African Congress, National African Congress, targeted civilians. And it talks about the people they killed. It talks about the things they did. Well, Bob, I hear a break coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show. Do we want to get back with that after this? I think we do.
Maybe. They'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Yeah. There you go.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With fire.